Hey guys, it's John Hammond. You're listening to the fellas on Missing Curfew.
You can find me in St. Louis, where the gun play, rained all day. Some got jobs and some sell yay. Others just smoking all day. You can find me in St. Louis, where the gun play.
Big fella, I know Memorial Day's coming up. It was a crazy game.
Cutting my weekend close here, bud. This is a
crazy game last night. I had to bring in the closer, Johnny Hamm.
I'm in the fucking what is it called? I'm in the enemy territory here.
You're,
I got two Blues fans
lines
against,
yeah,
me. I'm concerned, boys. I'm concerned. Darcy Kuemper, I'm concerned.
So we got a little special edition 20-minute chat. We hope you enjoy it. John Hamm sitting in Seth Meyers' studio today. He's doing a show for his new movie, Top Gun 2, which we're all excited to see. But we thank him for coming on. We hope you guys like this. The audio is a little shady, but we appreciate it.
It's the hammer.
It's the hammer time. All right. Welcome back to a fresh new drop of Missing Curfew on a Friday morning, just ready for the weekend.
A special episode.
A special episode for what I'm going to consider a special comeback from my St. Louis Blues last night.
Yeah. I mean, you had them written off 2 days ago, but you're back all in now. He's back all in.
And it's proud to have one of the St. Louis Blues' biggest fans and NHL's biggest supporters, John the Hammer Hamm. Thanks for joining the boys on Missing Curfew. How are you, fella?
You know what? I'm glad it happened. Happy year.
You're a busy man right now, and we'll get into why. But let's dive into it. We got Shane O'Brien here, Avalanche alumni. He's been pulling for the Avs this series. I'm a Blues boy.
I'm concerned.
It was a big match. You sent me a text last night saying, are these Colorado Avalanche fans a little puckered up right now, I think. So what did you think about the match? Nice to see our boys come back. What did you think about the match, Johnny?
I thought it was fantastic. You know, I thought it was they heard the bell. It was a little late, but they finally heard the bell, and they played the game that they know how to play. When they play that game, they're a tough team to match because they're relentless, and that's exactly what happened. They kept throwing line after line that were in the puck, they were getting toward the net, there were people in front of them, and that they found a couple good bounces and greasy, and like I said, as soon as that throw lead gets down one goal and then tied up, you're thinking about, oh, are these guys ever going to go away? You know, McKinnon goes full hero, and that was crazy. But they had the option to come back and actually tie it up after what you would think total backbreak.
Yeah, John Obie, buddy, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Like Uppy said, I'm an Avs alumni. I've had my money on the Avs all year. I love the Blues, what they did in 19. I love Ryan O'Reilly, but I just thought, you know, the Avs. But listen, man, I'm concerned with the fact the way Darcy Kuemper played and that, like you said, the resiliency. Like, they're down 3-0. McKinnon finally has a great game. Here comes Thomas. Here comes Scandella back in the lineup. Falk plays a great game. It's just like these guys never say die.
That is, yeah, and you hit the nail on that. You know, there's a guy, Buchnevich and Falk, who were producers all year. Shown up much in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden, when the team needs them, here they are, and they're not away. Ryan and DP have been carrying the load for the first couple games of this series, and I think it's time for and you saw Falk stepping up, you saw Thomas stepping up, Kyle got that little greasy goal, and then Bose, of all people, wins it in OT. So you're starting to see them up and down those that I think. I think a lot of these are genuinely and for a reason concerned about.
Yeah, hockey's a funny game. You could have looked at that game last night in the middle of the second period and just went, man, guys, like, you know, let's show up here. You still got to play.
I think Bozy heard me chirp their fourth line hammer. I think I chirped their fourth line earlier in the series, and then obviously Tyler Bozak, fourth line center, scores the winner. I was like,
yeah,
fuck.
It's like, it's just the way hockey works, though. A full, complete group of guys who are sitting there going, fuck, is our summer starting already? You know, turns into Vladdy scoring one to get them just a little bit of hope before the third period started. And then it's like, okay, shit, Thomas is actually, you know, he has the puck on his stick. He's not losing it. Then they play like, fuck, they had the puck on their stick for 10 minutes in the O-zone. And you're like, all right, this is the St. Louis Blues I know. Where have they been? And now can Colorado handle this push? And then how do they act if they can't, right? And what we did see, and Obi just touched on it, is Kiemper, and that's the question mark. They got as deep of a team as any team in the last 10 years in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They are good.
I'm concerned about Kiemper Hammer, and I want to talk to you about the Binner-Husso thing, because I get it. I love Jordan Binnington, but like, he was the backup the second half of the season. All of a sudden he goes down and all these Blues fans are upset about it. Like, you got to have faith in Husso, do you not?
Yeah, for sure. I think at least Billy's the game to compete at this level. Obviously, he showed that a regular season. You and I and everybody that pays attention to hockey knows that the playoffs are a completely different act. But it all depends upon how the guys in front of you. And I think that's exactly what started to happen. I think that's going to pace carrying on. And if we can win games, game seven is a coin toss. Well, obviously, the team over there, is, as you say, has been seasoned. They are. We'll get to match up. We'll get the last change on our eyes. We can play our game and get back to game seven. We got a chance. And I know this team. I've watched it the whole season. And I think that they can play with anybody. And I know they believe with anybody. And I know they're a proud group of guys, and I think extends. I think Billy came to stand on his head and no one. And if he can do that, watch out. We saw it happen in 19.
Yeah, you saw it happen in 19. Bitter,
yeah,
take
he
it
did.
Over. And but now you look at both goalies and you ask, okay, which one's going to have the most momentum going into Game Six? And Game Six, it's basically now like do or die, but for both teams almost, right? St. Louis wins. They carry all this momentum into Game 7, and if St. Louis wins Game 6, that means Kiemper probably didn't play.
It's only
game.
Do or die for St. Louis, bud.
It's only do or die for St. Louis.
We can afford to lose one more.
We got a bottle of Camus on this, Johnny. That's exactly what we got on this
Hey, Hammer, you know what else concerns me? You know what else concerns me is that McKinnon last night absolutely bitch-slapped my boy Ryan O'Reilly around, and I know that's not going to happen again in Game 6. So I know Factor is going to be a machine in Game 6. So that scares me from an Avs fan right now. I think Ryan O'Reilly is going to be the Blues' best player in Game 6. Besides Husso, maybe.
I wouldn't put it. He knows how to bring his game. He's shown it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to play a guy when he's angry that much. If he feels a chip or two. He's a leader. There's a reason he's got the C on his chest there, and I don't think these want to go to Game 7. And I think all the Blues want to do is go to Game 7.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it plays out.
Well, the scariest thing, too, is the Blues are playing with house money right now. And they're like, they were literally, if you ask them deep down in between the second and third, maybe besides Ryan O'Reilly, you ask anyone else, they're like, we're done. And now they're back in it. And I'm sure that plane ride back to St. Louis, the red wine was flowing and they were feeling good. That's what scares me, too, is like the Blues are now playing with house money.
Yeah. Watch out. So speaking of Ryan O'Reilly.
I'll tell you, too, you know, other than they're getting healthy. You know, they took a couple of blows in that Minnesota series. I think they played one game where Parayko and Falk played over 3 minutes of ice time. I mean, they were defeated. And that's strength all year has depth and rolling lines. Their back end had some difficulties, and now everybody's getting healthier, and all things are cleaning up. The Avs went through that first round like nothing. Maybe they're feeling a little bit of a wear and tear, and we're just getting back. So I think there's something to be said for you, and I think that was a very, very happy flight going back home to St. Louis. And I hope everybody sleeps it off and gets ready and is excited to go on a
ride. Hey, and you just said it best.
Sleeps
like,
it off. That's great.
How big of a pickup is Letty at the deadline for Doug Armstrong? Adding depth to that, because not knowing that Torrey Krug's going to fall out, their best D man.
I mean, yeah, missing Krug.
Four apples last night.
Missing Krug is. He gave four apples and he gave McKinnon a speeding ticket on the way by on the fourth one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Johnny, you text me that, too. You're like, holy shit, come back. And then you're like, oh, here's this McKinnon nonsense again. And
they just wasted a game for McKinnon. But Brazil, I mean, Justin Falk last night, Hammer, to me, was you know, what a game by him, right? Like, he played so good, kept that puck in, you know, went down and scored the tire. I mean, he was unbelievable last night for the Blues.
There was a great play when we had the empty net where Hulk doesn't show to tip the puck. I think it was Rant Stick or somebody, maybe it was Landeskog Stick, who basically had the empty net. And that would have been the dagger. But he never says die, man. That guy is a winner. And you're right. I'm happy. Everybody knew MacKinnon was going to get his.
Yeah.
There's no way you could put a lid on that guy for seven games. There's just no. But he got his in an L. I'm sure happy he got his losing effort for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Heartbreak Hotel. You can even see in his post-game press conference that he was like,
"Take losing." He's a competitor. He doesn't take losing.
Well, you just scored a hat trick, and you're like, "We should be out of this. I should be going downtown Denver to get drunk right now." But I'm going to the plane,
and that's what's scary about the whole situation.
I'm well aware. Yeah, I know.
Hey, so speaking of the factor, Obi had him in Colorado when he was a kid.
Yeah.
I've got to know him, you know, along the years. I just left before he came to St. Louis. If they made a movie, John Hamm, about the 2019 Cup run, who would play Ryan O'Reilly, that leader, that beauty, the guy playing guitar on the plane and the Conn Smythe winner?
I would him, but I would play him. I would have to be about younger. That's the only thing. Yeah, I could beard. I'd get the tooth blacked out. I'd be go.
Yeah, exactly.
You better like to drink a nice glass of whiskey because he's a good Irishman.
Hey, Hammer, speaking of drinking.
Sure is.
Speaking of drinking, all I hear about is this place, O.B. Clark's in St. Louis. Have you been in there? I have a couple cold ones. Talk to me about this place. Well, I mean, big Walt Kachuk wouldn't throw his hat on the ice after his kid got a hat trick, so it must be a good bar.
Good one. I can't believe he wouldn't be any extra hats. There's a guy named Jimmy. He's a great guy. It's a great place. It's centrally located, friendly, and it was an exciting place to be in 2009. Hope it's going to be an exciting place to be on come Friday night.
Johnny, you want to talk a little bit about what's exciting in your life right now? A big movie premiere. I know there's a lot of people excited for Top Gun 2, first, you know, the sequel from 35 years ago, one of my favorite movies. And in fact, just a quick story, a friend of ours, Cody Leibel, our best friend, it's his all-time favorite movie. This guy loves movies more than anything. Lives in L.A., lives up in Beverly Park. He flew to Toronto on the daybed, Air Canada today, to watch a matinee with his old man, and he's flying back after the movie. He hadn't seen the movie, well, obviously 35 years ago, he watched it with his dad for the first time, and he's back at it. Can you just share a little excitement on this weekend, the premiere for everyone, and just what we can all expect?
That sums it up right there. People are very excited to see. It's 35 years ago, but it's been a shelf COVID. Finished this movie in 2019. It was often why I had to shave my top beard. And I got chirped by their Boston Bruins fan base, and I cursed because I had to go back and do roots on it. But we very much understand that people are really looking at this film, a lot of history with it. Guys my age were 15, 16 years old when it came out, and a lot of them saw it with their dads and whatnot. But that's a perfect example. That's a level of commitment. I hope a lot more people have as well.
Hammer, I'm a huge fan of everything you did, but one of my favorite things is your Apple commercial when you're like, "Well, what about John Hamm?" Was that your house? Was that your house you shot the commercial in? Is that true? Because that pad was nationally.
No, it was not my house.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
It was a major league joint, but it was not mine.
I just pictured you having after parties up there. I'm like, wow, this guy's having a nice time up there, guaranteed. But I got to ask you, seeing how, you know, our biggest sponsor is DraftKings, you're a diehard Blues guy. I got the abs. I want to do a little friendly wager for you, game six. I don't know. We like team dinners. Could we maybe team dinner in L.A. one night, loser pays? Or what do you think about that in game six? I got the abs.
Consider it done. Consider it done.
All right, buddy.
Awesome, Johnny. Well, listen, we don't want to take too much of your time. We know you're on set there at Seth Meyers in New York, but we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll give you a little.
Oh, you're in the green room.
There you go.
Please do.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah, they're getting ready to call me on, so I got
all right.
Boys.
Thank you, buddy.
Figured this out.
All really right,
appreciate it.
Enjoy the playoffs, buddy.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanksgiving round these parts, yo, we roasting ya. And when the heat come down, get it ghost on ya. Got busy lokes with us, disciple folks with us. My daddy told me this, said I'm supposed to bust. Don't be provoking us, it ain't no joking us. Just the north, south, east, west coast in us. Some sell, yeah.